This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, you have time for us. We have a matter of priorities. We've listed them, and we're ready to go with our priorities for the day. Hopefully they sink in with your priorities. And one of the things that people are thinking about, Thanksgiving, a week away, and all the travel, the flying, holiday traditions, that sort of thing. I want to talk about what farmers get for the Thanksgiving meal. But first, Jennifer, you have a spin on Thanksgiving.
I do. Well, we're just about a week away from Thanksgiving, and the top industry group for United States Airlines predicts that Thanksgiving Day travel period will be record-breaking. This is probably good news for anybody who's watching the economy, because you can usually dictate how much money people have by whether or not they travel this week, because it gets very expensive.
It's not good news for travelers, however.
Not good news if you're traveling. That is absolutely right. Okay, so 31.6 million, that's a record. 31.6 million passengers will travel on U.S. airlines globally over the coming Thanksgiving holiday, according to Airlines for America. That total represents 3.7% more people than traveled in 2018. So that's a pretty significant jump. And December 1st, if you're curious, will be the busiest travel day ever for the airline industry, because remember, Thanksgiving's a little late this year, so the end of Thanksgiving weekend is December 1st. That's going to be the busiest travel day ever for the airline industry. 3.1 million people alone will just be traveling on December 1st. Now, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is December 1st, is usually a busy travel day, but Airlines for America said that it's poised to be the busiest travel day in the history of the United States airline industry. Air travel, of course, is extremely popular, and if you're like me, it's a little bit easier. If I'm going short distances, the traffic where I live is so bad that even though it costs a little bit more, it saves you so much in time to get to places that you could really toss a coin and decide whether or not you're going to drive or fly, places that are about 5 or 6 hours away by car. On the day before Thanksgiving, 2.9 million passengers are expected to travel. And on the day after Thanksgiving, you know, when people think it's safe to travel on Black Friday, not this year. 2.96 million passengers are booked for Black Friday travel. Wow. Thanksgiving Day, however, is supposed to be one of the lightest travel days of the year. Only 1.79 million passengers will travel on Thanksgiving Day. So if you do have to travel, maybe best to travel on the holiday
and
itself.
Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, in 2018, Thanksgiving Day was the fourth lightest day of travel of the year. So that's a little tip for you if you haven't booked your travel yet and you're planning to use the airlines. Look at Thanksgiving Day itself.
49.3 million people are going to take a road trip.
Everybody's going somewhere.
It really is. Everybody but me. Where
I'm not going anywhere, really.
You're not going anywhere? All right, so where are you, Victoria? Where are you going? Where are you
going? We're going to Queens.
Queens! Wow!
We're going to be, it's probably a lot of traffic, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about you, Carol? Where are you going? Are you traveling? What are we, we're going to be on the air on Thanksgiving.
I'm driving to Baltimore, which hopefully won't be too bad. Normally there's not anybody on the highway except if there's an accident, which is what happened last time. So.
Yep. 1.49 billion people will be on the train. Let's see here. 4 million people are going to be in buses. Wow. Buses all over the place. That's a lot. That's many people in the buses as in the planes, right? Of course, when
it's
you
a lot, move, yeah.
I see buses, really, there are a lot more buses on the road now, especially in the Northeast Corridor. Boston, New York, Boston, Washington, mm-hmm. Boston, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore. And then
I'm always
more.
Amazed at how many buses are in New York City going in and out of the Port Authority.
Yeah. I think it's the same on if you go down to the if you are traveling not inland necessarily, but if you're going to Miami or down into Florida, lots of people take buses down there and around there. busloads to Orlando, all kinds of destinations. I don't know how many people take the bus to Dallas or to St. Louis or, you know, out to the West Coast. Imagine riding on a bus from New York to Los Angeles. That would not.
Does that even exist? I guess it must on some connection kind of way.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
So do you have holiday traditions, Jennifer? Do you do things for Thanksgiving with your family? Do you have...
It's sad, because yes, we did, and they were really important to me, and now it seems like everybody's kind of moved places, and things have happened, and life's happened.
And your family.
So it's kind of tough. For this year, it's a little up in the air, because my grandma's been battling cancer, so originally we had thought that maybe we would go visit her for Thanksgiving, but instead, my mom's been back in Grand Junction for the last 3 weeks, so she's ready to come home, and so I think we're going to put that off. So... we'll be cooking at Jeff's house. We'll be doing some new traditions this year, which will be
all right.
Nice.
What about you, Victoria? Yeah. What are you doing? What's different, or is it just the same?
Oh, what's different is it's going to be very different this year. We're driving with my parents to my husband's parents, to his family in Queens, so it's going to be
You love those parents.
Something.
Well, at least you have backup. You know, the thing that's nice about that is at least you have your parents there to, like, you know, bolster you up a little.
Yeah, it's just going to be, it's like at least 2 hours each way. It's just, it's a very long, long day, you know. It's
All right, well, you'll make the best of it, I'm sure. I'm betting on you. Make the best of the day. And then, Kara, you're driving to your folks' house, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we do pretty much the same tradition every year. Yeah, it's changed a little bit since both of my sisters are married now and have kids. So, it's, you know, some years they'll go to their significant other's family. So, yeah, I'll just be with my parents and one of my sisters and her kids and my grandfather. So, we'll be eating the same turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. I mean, no, not the same turkey. We'll be making a different turkey, but eating
that's a tradition in their family.
Meal.
They save last year's bird.
I mean, we're basically
everybody's
like,
heard
we're
about
basically,
bird.
We're like
yeah,
birds.
Exactly.
We eat it, and then we regurgitate it, and then we eat it again. So,
for those of you who don't get what really Thanksgiving is about, when it comes to food, family, fun, all those things are important, but are you thinking about the farmer who has raised the food that you are eating? The average take, if you spend a dollar for Thanksgiving food, the farmers that raise the vegetables, the turkey, the meat, whatever it is that you're eating, get 12 cents out of that dollar. Is that disgusting or not?
Yeah.
$1, 12 cents of the dollar, you spend whatever you spend on Thanksgiving dinner meals, according to the National Farmers Union. The farmer's share is 12 cents. And you wonder why we have such crap to eat.
Well, you know what?
Country.
I looked into it this year because we're going to sort of do this weekend. We're doing kind of a little party, and we ended up with Thanksgiving type food. And so I said to my mom, "There's a turkey farm in New Jersey here that's very famous." And so I said, "Let's, you know, why don't we go and get like a turkey from a local farm instead of buying a frozen one or whatever?"
Yep.
It was so expensive.
Yeah.
The difference is, and I understand why we did it anyway, but my mom was like,
"Geez,
organic and free range and the whole thing."
Money to do that, yeah.
And my mom said, "Wow, you can really see why you know why people would say, okay, so it's $98 for that turkey breast that's sliced, and you can go in and get the butterball one for what, 20? Yeah, it's you see why
you
people make those choices.
For, my dear.
It's true, but at the same time, if families can't afford $98 turkey, what's realistic? You know, there has to be a happy medium that we need to reach.
Well, that would be good if we could get there. That'd be great, but we aren't. It's one extreme or the other, and that's the way the food system is going. So that is literally food for thought. This is the DJV program. If you want to stop the ringing in your ears, if you have problems with ringing, it happens at all ages. I have a little bit of it myself. You'll find out what the answer is, how you can stop the ringing in your ears, if you listen to the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, one of the programs that I do. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's on this program as well, will tell you how to stop the ringing in your ears. Just listen to the short podcast with Dr. Jack, the most recent one. It's posted at gooddayhealthshow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So off the air, we were talking about this movie, Jojo Rabbit, which is kind of a play on the Hitler regime, a spoof, if you will. It's supposed to be kind of funny. I was thinking maybe I'd go see it. And in tandem with that, you'll all be happy to know that the house where Adolf Hitler was born is going to become a police station. There were a lot of people that for a long time wondered, what do they do with Adolf Hitler's home? Officials, this is in Austria. You know, he came from Austria when he went to Germany. So the officials there have announced that the building would be turned into a police station.
Wasn't he an orphan? Wasn't Hitler an orphan?
I think he, at some point in his life, in his early life, he was. But I think this is the house into which he was born, if I'm not mistaken. Early years.
Well, some crackpot neo-Nazis apparently like to go there as a pilgrimage, so it makes sense to turn it into a police station.
Yeah, have somebody there to catch them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, he says that having, sort of in league with that, Victoria, the interior minister said that this sends an unmistakable signal the property will not commemorate Nazism or Hitler. I'm surprised they don't just tear it down.
Smart, actually. Yeah,
in a manner of speaking, I think you're right about that. And then,
but you're right about tearing it down, actually. That would make more sense.
I would have thought that's what they did, but anyway. Who are we? We're not Austrians. We have no say or sway over there, but food for thought. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now, all right, that I need you?
It's the Worm. And who's Diplo?
He's a producer, DJ.
Yeah.
Works on lots of different stuff.
So the focus here is on the music of these.
His friends call him Dip.
Dip, yeah. Rob Gronkowski says, if I'm not playing, I'm going to have a party. And with that, he announced the latest venture called Gronk Beach, which is going to be before the Super Bowl, the day before in Miami. In the afternoon at the Band Shell, North Beach, Miami. He says, quote, nobody knows Super Bowl weekend like me. I may not be playing, but I'm going huge for the debut of my very own music festival, one constructed on the sands of the beach. I got a lineup that I love, a lineup that brings positive energy to the fans. So there's performances by this guy, Diplo, Cascade, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, and
Rida,
Carnage.
Flo-Rida.
Flo-Rida. Okay. This is the headline for the festivities.
It's
Gronk
interesting
Beach.
That this must be Gronk's musical taste, because I've never, yeah. I didn't know what he listened to, but I guess this is it.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Very few lyrics.
All EDM and yeah. rap. Yeah.
Really?
It's okay. Kind of bro rap, right?
Tickets for this go on sale on Thursday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You'll remember Gronk wrapped up his career at age 29, finishing his 9-season run with 79 regular season touchdowns, 12 touchdowns in 16 postseason games, and a host of records. Despite his 3 Super Bowl wins and 5 Pro Bowl selections, Gronk missed 29 regular season games over his career due to back, ankle, hip, forearm, knee, and head injuries, all of which contributed to his early retirement. While still possessing a love for football, he says, I believe that it was an easy decision to walk away from the game. The game definitely weighs on you big time. I just felt like it was time I needed that time away or things were going to go downhill. So, have the music festival. You can go to the music festival, buy your tickets. How many people can get on to this?
Jen would even suffer through this music just to be with
Maybe.
Rock.
Maybe.
But he's changed a lot physically. So, right, you all said he's changed
physically
a lot.
He's lost his muscle mass. Yeah, he's skinny now. But I won't hold it against him.
He's still tall.
Right. Jen would hold him against him.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Yeah. You can now like cradle him like a baby.
Aw, come here, Grunky.
Next up in the musical portion of the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, it's Toni Braxton. It's been 25 years since she won her first American Music Award and performed at the ceremony for the first time back 25 years ago. Now, as the seven-time AMA winner, she joined the awards performance lineup for this year. She'll be delivering her hits Breathe Again, Unbreak My Heart, those, and some other tunes. The show will mark her first performance since 2001 at the AMAs. Braxton joins other performers. Christina Aguilera is going to be there. Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, Green Day, Jonas Brothers, Kesha, Dua Lipa, Lizzo, Post Malone, Feats. Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. They have a song together that's really good, actually, right now.
Thomas Rhett, Shania Twain, Artist of the Decade Award winner or recipient. Yeah, she's Taylor Swift going to be there. American music. Isn't that what, that's the whole
that's
thing
the
about
controversy.
Her being able
yeah,
to play.
We don't know what song she's going to do, but it sounds like she is clear to do old stuff.
Yeah, it did seem that way. So you're going to be in the Microsoft Theater in L.A., Jennifer, on the 24th of November, this Sunday, ABC, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Something to look forward to if you're a fan of any or all of those performers. I think I'll watch just to see who Dua Lipa is. Okay, is that all right?
She's got a brand new song out, yeah.
Really?
She's pretty good. I like her.
Okay. The recommendation right there. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union will testify at today's House impeachment hearing. Gordon Sondland was in charge of overseeing Ukraine policy. The House Intelligence Committee will also hear from Laura Cooper, a senior Defense Department official, and David Hale of the State Department. Yesterday, Republicans were pressing Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman about who he spoke to after monitoring President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, and it prompted the panel chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, to step in and say,
I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings.
The Taliban was the deadliest terror group on the planet last year. The latest Global Terrorism Index just released this morning, finding that the Afghanistan-based group killed more people than ISIS, most of those deaths in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fresh Air, you know that show that Terry Gross does on PBS? This is Fresh Air on commercial radio, the DJV program, with the freshness of Jennifer Horn. And she is fresh. Victoria Keelan, yes, she's fresh as well. Kara Schillen, freshness personified. Here we are, lots of new stuff. We found a lot of information, and we are stuff magnets here. I think, don't you think, ladies, we're stuff magnets? Yeah. We have the universe at our fingertips. All right, so what do you have, Victoria? You have some congressional update here.
Yeah, well, not what you would expect. It's Congress meets the Major League Baseball League. We're actually talking behind the scenes a lot about baseball here during the break. And this update is that more than 100 members of Congress wrote a letter to Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of Major League Baseball, expressing their, quote, firm opposition to a proposal by MLB that would eliminate more than 40 minor league teams. And so the Congress said that they warned that this proposal would, quote, devastate our communities, their bond purchasers, and other stakeholders affected by the potential loss of these clubs. This is not something that you usually see Congress get involved with, but Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. The current agreement between MLB and the minor league teams is called the Professional Baseball Agreement. That expires at the end of the 2020 season, and so MLB is looking to make some major changes to overhaul all levels of the minors, particularly at Class A and below. And so according to one proposal by MLB, more than 40 teams at the lower levels would be reclassified into a Dream League, and that would be run jointly by MLB and Minor League Baseball, and that would include players who were not selected in the draft. And so, essentially, part of the other problem, and I think it was maybe a month or maybe a little bit more ago, we talked about there are certain minor league teams that are just not, they're not drawing any spectators. They're not selling tickets. And so there are some teams that are trying to split locations to draw, to sort of double their audience in a sense. So they'd have home games at two different locations, and I think part of this restructuring might have to do with the financial end of it. Jen is much more into this, as you know, into the baseball stuff than I am, but it looks like MLB says that they pay the entirety of the minor league salaries.
Yeah.
And some of these lower class players receive as little as $1,160 per month. And if you're if you're in your first season of AAA, they only make $2,150 a month before dues and taxes. So
a lot of them have to have other jobs to try to get through. Or families that are willing to support them.
Now, minor league players are legally unable to earn overtime after Congress inserted a cutout into the $1.3 billion spending bill last spring that exempted teams from paying beyond the $7.25 minimum wage at 40 hours a week. So Congress members who signed this letter, 54 of them voted in favor of that spending bill, and there were fewer who voted no on the bill. And so it's kind of like, well, you voted for this, now you're telling MLB you can't cancel these teams and you can't move stuff around. So Congress is going to have to, I think, kind of get their act straight. But it'll be interesting to see what MLB does in their response with this.
Are there minor league teams in football or hockey?
Hockey has a full farm league.
Football doesn't, though, does it?
They have different leagues that could be considered minor, but most of them come from college.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like college is the minor leagues.
And some in the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
Some up in Canada.
The Canadian Football League, yep.
Yeah.
And then there was that indoor football thing. What was that called?
Arena football.
Arena football, yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore, but the XFL, is that still
the XFL does.
It's coming back
in 2020, yeah. Vince McMahon got back
there
into it.
So
the XFL a long time ago
players who wrestle?
It was the Extreme Football League. It was like football with flash, but it only lasted a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And Vince McMahon took a huge loss in money on that one. So now it's coming back again with different investors and a more serious tone, I think, to provide an alternative to the NFL. They thought with all the people turning away because of the practices of the NFL that there was an opportunity for another league.
All right, moving along. The folks at Boeing have yet another headache on their hands. For those of you who have been following and who hasn't been following what was going on with the Boeing 737 MAX, now investigators going back looking at that Southwest Airlines plane last year. Remember the lady flying it
from
Philadelphia or something? This woman,
pilot saved lives.
Yeah.
Yes,
she
but
saved
the
plane,
died.
Saved the lives. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
One
yeah.
woman
the,
died
the woman, yeah.
because of the fan blowing off the jet engine. The same design is on like 7,000. Same engine, same design. At least 7,000 of these jets, 737 next generation jets that have been delivered all over the world for the past 15 years or so. Almost 7,000 of them, so that would mean 14,000 engines. The passenger was killed when the fan blade broke off of the engine, and there wasn't enough of a cover on the engine, so the blade hit the side of the plane. And so in this circumstance, National Transportation Safety Board says that Boeing needs to redesign part of the outer engine, the covering for the engine, to prevent these pieces, if they come loose, from flying into the plane. I would say, as someone who looks out the window from time to time at the engines and have walked around planes and looked at these engines, this is going to be a very difficult fix, because you're going to have to extend that engine cowling, that's what they call it, the cowling, by about a foot to keep the parts. And even then, I'm remembering what happened, because these fan blades are made out of titanium, and one of them, if you remember the United flight that crashed into the airfield in Sioux City, Iowa, the DC-10, the fan blade broke on that and blew the engine apart and blew the top of the whole back tail off of the plane, taking the hydraulics with it. So the plane basically was inoperable at 37,000 feet. And the fact that those guys got it to the ground was, we were talking about this a month or so ago, because Al Haynes, who was the pilot of that plane, passed away. But anyway, to go back to the 737 next gens, they only have orders for another 100 of them, although I'm going to bet that will change somewhat, because people want not to deal with the 737 MAX. I think you're going to see some of those change. They're going to go back to building and delivering the next generation plane, which is the standard now of the 737. The MAX just doesn't make it. And the more people look at it, the more they say, oh, we're not going to. I mean, even though there's 400, Boeing kept making them for a while. There's 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle waiting to be delivered, and nobody wants to take them. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. But another black eye for Boeing, unfortunately. It's time for us to think a little bit about controlling your anger. There's a program that I do called Your Hidden Power that airs every week, and there's a podcast that you can find at Your Hidden Power Show right now that will help you control your anger. It's Your Hidden Power number 118. We've categorized all of the things that we talk about. So you can look at all of them that are listed there at Your Hidden Power Show. All of the shows, 1 to 120, I think. But the one that's interesting in terms of controlling your anger, if you have that or you know somebody who does, Dr. Kristen Conti is on the podcast, a mental health expert dealing with anger. So find out how to control your anger or how to help somebody control their anger. Your Hidden Power number 118 at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. So we keep talking about Thanksgiving and the fact that it's imminent. What are you going to do? Have you made up your mind in terms of food? We all know that family's going to get together. It'll be a big festive thing. Maybe some friends are coming over to celebrate as well. Are you going to prepare a home-cooked meal? Well, there's some ideas here we have. Here to help you out is Chef Tony Fiallo, who would like to give you a suggestion or two or three. He's the Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market. Tony, what do you have that seems new on the menu innovation department?
Well, Doug, you know, this time of year, really we're just trying to help families, you know, get through the holiday. And, you know, really our goal is just to make sure that everyone has an incredible holiday season with their friends and family without some of the stress. So we have a lot of great holiday meals that include everything from pre-cooked appetizers all the way down to traditional desserts like apple and pumpkin pie. Each of them can be ordered online at bostonmarket.com and picked up in a restaurant prior to Thanksgiving. Or we can actually ship them directly to the door for any celebration just to make it easier for the family.
So are you coming up with new things? There's a fairly varied market. I'm a patron of Boston Market. And it isn't just because I'm from Boston. I just think that for me, It's always been something that was popularly priced. If I'm in a hurry, the food, for me, again, I'm just speaking from my own experience, has been good, seems good quality, tastes good. It's, you know, most of the time pretty efficient to go and get in the line and order your stuff and have a meal and get out in 15 or 20 minutes. So, but what about the, is it the standard bill of fare, or do you add things at this time of year to your menus?
You know, in all honesty, Doug, we really try to keep things as traditional as possible. And I'd have to say, you know, one of my most favorite meals that we offer is called our Complete Turkey Meal for 12. It's fully cooked, includes all the holiday staples. You have your roasted turkey, your mashed potatoes, of course, your gravy, your vegetable stuffing. We have the delicious spinach artichoke dip and crackers, cranberry walnut relish, dinner rolls, and then you get an apple pie and a pumpkin pie. So, I mean, you can feed your entire family for, you know, around $10 a person. So, you know, we're just trying to make it as convenient as possible. We're encouraging, you know, all our friends and family to go on bostonmarket.com. You can, again, you can order the stuff to be delivered to your house, and then we have reheating instructions. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving Day. So if there's, you know, that last-minute staple that you forgot, you know, we've got you covered.
All right, so that's the meal on Thanksgiving. What about the old tradition of having leftovers on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, or bringing the sandwiches on Monday? What do you have? You got a couple of examples of how to make the most out of what's left over?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, one of my favorite things, and you know, we always have great leftovers left over for Thanksgiving. You got the great turkey. I always like to do breakfast the next morning, and so I do this dish that's called turkey hash with stuffing pancakes. So, you know, I mean, real basic recipe. You take a little bit of flour, you're taking your leftover stuffing, a little bit of applesauce, to give it moisture. We saute them up to a nice golden brown. Then we're taking bacon, you know, some potatoes, just saute them real lightly. That leftover turkey, a couple cups. Of course, I got to put my friend Bacon in there, or it wouldn't be breakfast without my friend Bacon. So we put him in there. You just toss everything, kind of heat it together. And, I mean, you can really just have a really delicious breakfast. A lot of people wouldn't think to utilize a stuffing like that. But, yeah, great way to utilize the stuffing. And then, of course, you can go into sandwiches, you know, use the stuffing kind of as a carrier, or, you know, just to add that little savoriness to the sandwich. So we're doing all kinds of things. We're cooking up a storm here at Boston Market.
So is Boston Market, is it considered to be a traditional place, or are you, I mean, I'm looking at your resume here. It must be that they hired you to come up with some new things to go along with the old things. That's basically your stock and trade, isn't it?
That's true, Doug. So, you know, we like to keep the holiday meal really traditional. So, you know, we keep with the traditional stuffing and the turkey and all the sides. And then, of course, we have innovation that we do throughout the year. You know, we have certain specials and promotions that we do. So, there's always a lot going on.
Well, the thing that is, again, I'm going back to my own experience here with Boston Market. There's a lot of competition. I'm not a fast food person. In that I don't go to the typical fast food joints. This is quick. There's a difference. For me, this is quick food, not necessarily fast food. You know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, you know, we cook everything in-house. We want to, you know, hold the product for a certain amount of time, get the guests in there, get them out the door with the fresh hot food. I can't forget to tell people about our rotisserie rewards program, where you can actually purchase food and use that to redeem, you know, for free food. So, we're always cooking. We have the doors open on Thanksgiving. You can go on to bostonmarket.com. We just want everyone to be taken care of this year.
All right, bostonmarket.com. That's where you're going to want to. That's an interesting way of dealing with it when you put the dollars and cents together. Tony, thank you for being here. Tony Fialo, who is the chief cook and bottle washer, in a manner of speaking, director of culinary innovation at Boston Market. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back.
permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For us to spend some quality time with one of the most qualified and quality people on the planet, for my money, Warren Eckstein, fabulous human being. Anybody who loves animals as much as Warren does has got to be a straight-up guy, and he is. Take it from me, somebody who knows. He usually appreciates the animals more than he does the humans. Which is probably a good standard to keep under the circumstances. All right. Here's the story of the cat named Quilty. Have you heard about her, Warren?
I heard about Quilty.
Earned internet fame for breaking himself out of an enclosure at a Texas animal shelter. He doesn't just escape. He brings all of his cat friends with him. The Friends for Life Animal Shelter in Houston posted about this Houdini on Facebook, saying Quilty will not be contained, and he has no shame. He loves to let cats out of the senior room. He does it several times a day. The shelter wrote that his prison breaks became so frequent that staff had to do something about it, and Quilty proofed the cat room by banishing him to solitary confinement. So anyway, 16,000.
But the happy ending, don't bury the lead, the happy ending is he got to go home for a sleepover, and now he's been adopted, and he has 50,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
So Quilty is a big celebrity, but now at his new house, apparently he has not tried to open
get
any
out.
Doors. Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, so
speaking
what do you
about cats, Doug.
Yes, Warren.
Some pet psychologists now say
that cats make better pets than dogs for neurotic people. That's why you should definitely have a cat, Doug.
For neurotic people.
And here's, and they give you a reason. The reason is that dogs are so responsive to people that they begin to take on their owner's emotional tics and fears. Cats, they say, have a better sense of boundaries. Cats are emotionally independent and so remain stable in the face of human vulnerabilities.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Do you see the North Dakota brewing company Fargo that is teaming up with animal shelters to release a new six-pack that has adoptable dogs on the cans?
That's just beer. I have friends of mine that just came out with Hair of the Dog Vodka, which does this.
Really?
Seriously. I just went to a yappy hour with them. Yes, a yappy hour.
A yappy hour.
They came out with a product that's called Hair of the Dog. Great name for a vodka.
Yeah.
And what they do is they go to all these different rescues and they set up different things, and a portion of what they sell goes to help rescue animals. But I did read about this beer. In fact, I posted the beer company that's doing that. It's anything that's going to help the animals.
Absolutely.
I'm for 100%. So whether it be beer, vodka, gin, I don't care what it is. If it's going to help the animals, I say have a drink.
There's a new web browser called Tribe launching to help Amazon shoppers make cruelty-free purchases. I figured you'd be interested in this. It's a free tool that appears as a small box in the corner of your browser. Shopper clicks on an item on the shopping platform, displaying animal testing information on the product manufacturer. So apparently they're beta testing this, relying on information provided by PETA and the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics. I thought this was over. I thought that they didn't do this anymore.
No, animal testing still goes on. You know, it's an interesting subject. This morning I happened to be searching the web and I came across the big car shows here in California this year. Yeah. And one of the new cars that's released is being touted as a vegan car. A vegan car. And it kind of interested me, and the reason is that none of the products used in that car are from animals. It was kind of a fascinating thing to see.
You mean they didn't test them, or you're talking about there's no leather seats?
No, there's no leather seats. There's nothing that is animal, made from animals. There's nothing, you know, whatever. So the bottom line is, I guess that whole push towards veganism or animals is really taking hold. Can you imagine a vegan car? It's one of the major companies. I just lost which
Who
one
would have thought you when you think
it's
about
hard
leather
to do,
seats,
though, right? Because I've got in my car, I've got a Chevy SUV, and when we bought it, I said to the guy, I said, that looks like leather seats, and I said, I don't want leather seats, and he said, no, it's vinyl. He said, it's our newest vinyl, and people get in, they're like, oh, I love your leather seats, and I tell everyone it's vinyl, it's vegan leather, but it's not hard to do that to make a vegan car. Everything's pretty, you know, the material is really soft and nice. It doesn't need to be from an animal.
There are so many things that are made from animals now that don't have to be made from animals. Yeah. There's bush, like Doug said, the testing years ago, I did a lot of tours against anti-vivisection, and some of the testing is so redundant. That's what I really have a problem with. The tests have already been done. It's a matter of these universities getting grant money to do more tests on results that they already have.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I saw a TV show on the plane coming back yesterday, showing how to kill a pig, and I was disgusted. I'll never watch the show again. It's just disgusting, frankly. All right, there you go. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com, and his show is on the air every weekend all around the country, all around the world, in fact. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.